ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's foreign minister says her visit to three North Pacific Island states this week is not about countering Chinese influence in the region. Julie Bishop and three other Australian MPs are travelling to Palau, the Federated States of Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands. All four are women, and they hope their visit will encourage local women to continue to run for public office. Liam Fox is travelling with them, and he filed this report.
When it comes to the Pacific, Australia's foreign policy is largely focused on its immediate neighbourhood, the countries of Melanesia and Polynesia. The small island states of the North Pacific rarely get a mention, but that's where the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is this week.
I think it's important that we cover the field. And so travelling to Micronesia, Palau, Marshall Islands, again, sends a very clear message that we regard the Pacific as our part of the world. This is our region where we can make a big difference. We want to talk with all nations in the Pacific.
Ms. Bishop is leading a bipartisan visit to the three countries. She and the Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, are representing the government. From the opposition are Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Shadow Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Claire Moore.
So I think that underlines the importance that Australia places on increasing our engagement in the Pacific and sends a very clear message that we want to continue to be the partner of choice for nations in the Pacific.
Recently in Australia, there's been plenty of media attention and public debate on the rising influence of China in the region. That was especially the case after a front-page newspaper report in April claimed China had approached Vanuatu about establishing a military presence in the country, a claim denied by both governments. But Ms. Bishop says this trip is not about countering Chinese influence.
The purpose of this week's visit to the Pacific is to engage directly with the leaders about how we can deepen economic integration, strengthen security partnerships, expand our people-to-people links, and talk about our development assistance to the Pacific. It's the largest of any country in the world, and following the most recent budget, we are investing over $1 billion in the Pacific.
Senator Penny Wong says the visit is a timely one.
In circumstances where we do know that the Pacific broadly is an area where there are more players, it is critical that Australia continues to deeply engage with the region and to work with our partners, particularly the United States and New Zealand, towards a stable, peaceful and more prosperous Pacific.
The visit by the four female MPs could hold some extra symbolism for the women in the three countries. Hilda Heine became the first female leader of any independent Pacific nation when she was elected president of Marshall Islands in 2016. But like elsewhere in the Pacific, women in the three countries still struggle to get into parliament. Senator Wong hopes the visit will encourage local women to continue to stand for office.
It's a good demonstration, isn't it, of women in leadership and of gender equity. Obviously, that's one aspect of making sure you have a stable and prosperous region is to ensure that you have greater gender equity because that leads to better development outcomes.
It's the second time the four MPs have visited the Pacific together. The first in 2016 saw them go to Vanuatu, Solomon Islands and Fiji. Ms. Bishop says the presence of four women generated plenty of comment at the time, especially in Fiji.
It was, in fact, the comments of the men that I found most enlightening. They were quite taken aback, some that there were four women in positions of leadership within the Australian government, and particularly in the areas of foreign affairs. And they were even more interested to learn that our defence minister is also a female. So it would appear to the Pacific that women were taking over the Australian Parliament.
This week, Ms. Bishop is expected to sign aid partnerships with Palau and Micronesia, and the four MPs will discuss various issues with local leaders, including the Pacer Plus free trade deal, an eco-tourism initiative, and Australia's Pacific Patrol Boat program.